This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Supreme Court decision Thursday limits the EPA's authority to tackle climate change, but it likely won't have an immediate effect in Colorado, CPR Sam Brash reports.
Jeremy Nichols leads climate programs for Wild Earth Guardians, an environmental advocacy group. He says the court's decision limits the federal government's ability to regulate power plants, especially coal plants. At the same time, Colorado is already moving away from coal, quickly.
It's obviously horrifying to see the Supreme Court rein in the EPA's authorities, but at the end of the day, the changes that have been happening in Colorado and nationwide, I mean, they've been driven by the market.
National environmental groups are still furious. The decision gives the U.S. even fewer options to meet international climate goals, and it could embolden power companies to keep burning coal in Republican-led states for decades. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Two diesel trucking companies conspired with a Colorado-based mechanic to manipulate onboard computers that monitor emissions. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Federal prosecutors say two companies based in the Midwest paid a Colorado diesel shop to disable their vehicle's onboard diagnostic systems so they could get by with emitting way more toxic pollutants than is allowed under federal law. The two companies pleaded guilty in federal court and were sentenced to 3 years of probation and fines that will help pay for community service projects that address environmental harms. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's another holiday weekend, and Denver International Airport expects a lot of traffic. An estimated 1.2 million passengers will pass through the airport this weekend. When the Marshall Fire tore through the town of Superior 6 months ago, among the ruins was the town's history museum. They're planning to reopen and asking people for replacement artifacts.
I think it's important for us to let people, especially as new people move in, see where the town of Superior's roots, where it started, and preserve as much of it as we can.
Trying to recapture some of Superior's history, and that's in a few minutes. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.